The new law allows high school students in Utah to enroll in online courses for free with various online providers, in addition to their brick-and-mortar classes. State law required the Board of Education to pass a rule on how to implement SB 65 before it goes into effect. Board Chairwoman Deborah Roberts says the board is tasked with making a complicated law uncomplicated.
This board has consistently and appropriately supported the concept of online education, and the concerns that we have in this legislation are concerns with how it is being implemented that would actually harm some of the options for students.
The latest version of the rule before it was passed included a provision that made course providers responsible for students' computers and internet access through fee waivers. Judy Clark, Executive Director of Parents for Choice in Education, which backed SB 65, says it was critical that provision was removed because it was inconsistent with the law.
Suddenly saying that we are going to require computers and internet access is like Board Member Thomas was saying, do we provide clothes if people don't have enough money for clothes? Or remember, this is a school choice option. If it doesn't really fit the particular student's needs, then this isn't something that they have to participate in.
The law also provides that students who pick up an online course must drop a traditional course unless they create a plan for early graduation. This has created a stir among education leaders who wondered where students would go during those dropped periods and feared it would cost schools more money to put them in study hall. The board dropped a provision from the emergency rule that would have made parents responsible for student supervision during those free periods. Clark says that brings up concerns about transportation and truancy.
An equal portion of the funding is not following to the online provider. There is funding that is remaining at the primary school of enrollment to handle things. The schools need to be looking for what's best for the student. And creating a study hall place that students can be assigned to go to that place is not too stringent of a thing to ask.
Republican Senator Howard Stevenson, who sponsored the bill, says he was happy with the changes that were made to the rule because it would have hindered students from participating. But he did leave with some concerns. He pointed out that the original statute was called the Statewide Online Education Program, and the board inserted the word public into the rule, which he says changes the intent of the law.
We intend to allow non-public providers. For example, BYU has an excellent online program for high school students. And I think they should be able to compete along with everybody else. But currently, that title would have to be changed if they are allowed to provide those courses.
A motion was made for the board to take the word public out of the program title, but it failed. The rule passed Monday is effective immediately, but the board will consider the final rule in August and again in September. If the board adopts it then, it will go into effect before the emergency rule expires in October. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.